Okay, so as we're going deeper, we can start to appreciate that there are zones within ourselves, levels, depths, that we have no conscious understanding of whatsoever. And even though patterns are showing up in the physical world and we can point to them and we can say, you know, he did this, he did that, and I am, you know, experiencing this, or I'm stuck in this pattern, and, you know, this may be a reason why. Underneath it, there are deeper reasons. And it's much more efficient to surrender to that knowingness without wanting to analyze everything and pick it all to bits and be able to logically understand and conceptualize and, you know, track back the history of all of these things. If we can release the obsession with that analysis and over analysis and these you know, process oriented approaches to therapy where the same story gets reinforced over and over and over, if we can surrender that, it really, really, really helps massively just move through these things very, very quickly. So one of the ways of releasing, when we're talking about the subject of love, you know, deep love and self-acceptance, the Hawaiians had this strategy called ho'oponopono, and it's all about forgiveness. And it's maintaining an attitude towards yourself, and you do this in deep relaxation. And on my website, the program is SunPop. It's a 21-day program where you basically relax deeply into yourself. And you go and meet your ego construct, which is an archetypal pattern. And that ego construct is a pattern of a wounded child, a victim, a prostitute, and a saboteur. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, bad things happen to you in your childhood, or you know anything about, you know, your history of your grandparents and stuff. It just goes hand in hand with the ego. The ego is a wounded child. Or let's say it has this aspect, and it can be very, very dominant in people. It is a victim, and it's also a prostitute. It gives its power away and ignores it's the spiritual, you know, the full power that's within it, within its sphere, and it's also a sabotaging aspect. So when we're in ego mode, i.e., the normal waking state, we are subtly or not so subtly sabotaging our lives. Yeah. And of course, we can all relate to that in one way or another. There's always this little wrestle going on between, you know, doing the right thing and getting sucked into the wrong thing, or reinforcing patterns or habits of thought and feeling states and things that we know aren't necessarily that good for us. Yeah. Addiction patterns and all the rest of it. I mean, every single one of us deals with this to a degree or another. These are all, good examples of how we're in this kind of like wrestling match with something within ourselves. And the secret, instead of trying to confront it and fight it, this dichotomy, this schism within us, the best thing to do is to release the grip of it, to treat it with perfect love. And ho'oponopono is, you again, using a little mantra when you're in deep meditation and using your imagination to meet your wounded child and the rest of it. And you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's ho'oponopono. And when you say that, when you mean that within yourself, when you keep saying that over and over and over, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. What it does is it puts you into a again, a deeper vibrational alignment with your own spiritual nature. And once that spiritual nature is flowing through the psyche, your consciousness is flowing through the psyche, your inner nature is liberated within yourself, it's naturally self-healing. It heals everything, it reorganizes everything, it reestablishes new patterns, and it does it all just by itself, just quite naturally. And it's the repetition of that day after day after day after day after day after day. If we can maintain that repetition and continuity, then we get the shift you know, very, very quickly. But when we, if we don't repeat these new patterns and we keep letting the old ones resurface and dominate again, we don't use the strategies, alternate nostril breathing, emotional freedom technique, moving, breaking up the physiological response and all of this stuff, then we're still stuck in these old patterns, yeah. So really and honestly, the whole healing journey and empowerment and all the rest of it is about dissolving old patterns and reestablishing new ones. And the new ones are already in there. They're already in there. We just have to get on the right vibrational frequency and pattern so that they are more dominant within our own psyches, yeah. And that, in a scientific language, that means we're shifting out of that normal waking state, and that 2% is becoming liberated. Yeah, that energy potential is flowing into the cells, into the physical body, and we can feel it. But because everything, you know, has to be moved through, you know, little channels within us. For instance, if we've been eating unhealthily for 20 years, and just suddenly, you know, we start drinking wheatgrass or doing juicing and stuff like that, we still have to exercise and move in order for that, the good juices that are going into the guts now, to be taken everywhere in the physical body. You understand? We have to breathe, we have to move, we have to drive that nutrition through the cellular structure and through all the little biological channels. Well, it's the same thing with emotions, and it's the same thing with mental patterns, thought patterns of thought. We have to repeat it. We can't just take one juice and think we're going to be healthy. If we've got 20 years, we can't just think one positive thought. We can't just have one positive emotion. We need to repeat it, and move at the same time to get this stuff, you know, shaking and, you know, and all the channels opening in our physical body. So by combining all that together, we are able to, you know, liberate vast reservoirs of potential within ourselves. Yeah. So we're going through the levels. We're going from the conscious level, which is the physical world, which we're aware of, and then into the subconscious, which is still associated with that physical world and still associated with the story of the person. Yeah, it's the subconscious is the memories, the subconscious memories of our whole experience, things that we completely forgot about, but they all happened to us when we were children. Everything is recorded by the soul. Every thought, every word, everything we see, all of it, it's all recorded in there, and it's all in the subconscious. And so we can treat that subconscious realm with ho'oponopono very effectively in the depths. But we need to be doing that in deep relaxation. And we need to be doing it deep, deep, deep within ourselves, primarily within ourselves, as deep as possible. And that Sun Pop program guides us into that, really.